Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
On DAB+, online, via the TalkSport app, and on your smart speaker.
The Lions Tour Preview on TalkSport 2.
Goes to the line and will score!
You are listening to TalkSport 2. I'm Tim Cocker and welcome to Lions Daily, where it's time to begin our journey with the 2021 British and Irish Lions, the pinnacle of rugby for every player from these islands, and just an awesome challenge ahead. Taking on the world champions, South Africa, our team of experts and legends are going to bring you commentary and coverage across the TalkSport network. Here on Lions Daily, we'll take you inside the camp, get the lowdown on this year's squad, hear the stories as they unfold, and look back on the rich history of past tours with men who were there. Coming up on today's show, you'll hear from Warren Gatland ahead of the Lions' opening match against Japan on Saturday. We'll put the focus on one of the Lions' debutants in that game, Wales winger Josh Adams, with the help of a guest from his hometown club where his rugby journey began. The former Saracens and England analyst Ross Hamilton has a statistical preview of this weekend's opponents and, in just a moment, the former Ireland and Lions hooker Rory Best. The TalkSport Network is the only place to be able to hear all commentary of every single match of the tour, including all three test matches against the world champions South Africa. The question is, can the 2021 Lions write a new chapter for the history books?
Beats one, beats two, gets the overlap and gets the ball to Sean O'Brien for one of the greatest tries ever scored.
This is O'Driscoll. He's gone through. Oh, he's going. O'Driscoll for the post. Brian O'Driscoll. Oh, you beauty. That is incredible.
And Roma Puig blows his whistle. We have full time and we have a drawn test series.
He about to write his name into the rugby history books. He most certainly is.
Dig, dig, digging in the sun. Men must work for me.
Some seriously special memories being conjured up right there. Goosebumps already. We need to keep it simmered. Got 8 weeks of this. Peaking early. I cannot wait for this Lions tour of South Africa. And I'm joined now by a man who, well, he earned over 100 international caps for Ireland, went on the 2013 and 2017 Lions tours to Australia and New Zealand. Rory Best, hello.
Hello.
How you doing? Such a huge part of your life as a player. How excited are you now that your playing days are done about a Lions tour?
I think it's great. I think when you retire, probably the bit you don't miss is the build-up to the squad announcement. You know, are you in, are you not in? All the sort of conjecture, everyone putting squads together, and you could actually sit back and look, because you're quite close to some of the players, you feel the sort of the agony and ecstasy that so many of them felt. But actually to look at that, and it almost felt like the start of the Lions tour, because before that there'd been so much, will it happen, won't it happen, what's it going to look like, is it going to be in the UK, is it going to be in Australia, is it going to be in South Africa? And it's nice now to be on the cusp of the first game and to really look forward to a Lions tour.
There's such mystique, Rory, around the Lions. What is it, from your perspective, that makes it so special?
I think it's the touring part of it, which for me, even though it's going to look very differently for these guys, it was important that it went on in South Africa, in the country that are hosting. And it's just getting the best players from four countries, bringing them together, very short build-up period to play some of the biggest and most important games of your life. You know, there are other sort of select teams that bring countries together and clubs together, but they don't have the pressure. They don't have, you know, the mystique that is the British and Irish Lions, that history, that famous red jersey.
And you've already touched on it there, a more condensed tour, this one. When those four nations become one, what is the key to gelling and building that chemistry straight away, as they're going to have to on this tour particularly?
I think it's breaking down barriers. I think the quicker that you can realise that you're one team and that you don't need to hold back a move that you think that might work against England or might work against Wales, and that you actually, you go, well, here's a move that we've used against South Africa, or we've used against another country that might work against South Africa, and you really form that kind of bond where you trust everyone and you're in that team together. It has to be a very fast process. I think Liam Williams was talking during the week about, you know, your whole new playbook that you've got to learn. But the easiest way to learn that is to leave all the other baggage from club and country behind and just focus solely on the Lions. And while it seems a very easy thing for me to be on with you guys now and talk about, it can be quite hard because you're learning things, and to fully trust everyone around you sometimes takes a little bit of time.
In Lions tours of the past, a lot of those breaking down of barriers, as you describe, would have been done at the bar. We've been hearing about the leadership group this week, the guys that the players within the squad have chosen to kind of represent them with the management. We know that Lewis Rees-Zammit has the responsibility as the youngest member of the squad to look after Bill, the mascot. What other roles are dished out in a touring squad? And what role did you have at any point, Rory?
I think there a few of the important roles are the guys that look after the days off. They make sure that there's things for everyone to do when you have a little bit of downtime, which on tours, and there might be a little bit more downtime, albeit you can't really leave the hotel as much. But I think for these guys, it's going to be really important. I was kind of given the honour of organising a lot of the meals out and the dinners out, and which occasionally involves a few drinks. And those are the sort of the bits that they're all of those little jobs. And I think that they're so important. And actually, if you treat them important, people really buy into them and want to be a part of it. And that breaks down the barriers too. And these are all the little bits and pieces. And I think the leadership on this tour especially is going to have such an important role. I think for me, it was great to see Alan Lynn-Jones announced as captain. And it probably wasn't a shock also to hear during the week that Owen Farrell had come out sort of top of that poll amongst the players. You know, and these are two guys that they captain their countries, they've been on Lions tours before, they're big characters and they're really important characters, and they're going to have to make sure that everyone gets on board. And no matter how small you feel your role is, whether it's sort of cleaning the bus, the music guys, you know, all of these, you know, it's really important that you take that responsibility and treat it seriously and make it as enjoyable as you can for everyone else.
That's great. These guys are going to be competing for spots, living in each other's pockets in a way, as you've touched on, that maybe previous tours haven't done. In that context, what makes a great tourist?
I think you want somebody that will train unbelievably hard, regardless of whether they're playing that week, whether they're in the test team, you know, where they sit, and you know, if they maybe have a bit of a niggle, they'll still front up and train to give whoever is playing that weekend the best possible preparation. But ultimately, I think as a tourist, you want somebody that's going to be about the place. I think from what I gather from this tour, it could be quite easy to slip off. You're potentially going to be in your own room. You can't really go anywhere outside of the hotel. And, you know, there's the only escape potentially is the bedroom. And it might be easy for someone just to stay there for a long time. But you want guys that are going to want to be in the team room. They're going to want to sit down, keep their phone away from the table whenever they're having food and actually have chats. And some of the best memories are formed, yes, in the bar, but also sitting down, having dinner, and you just, you know, 20 minutes, half an hour of eating can sometimes go into 2-3 hours and people join you and you just have a bit of crack. And that's what you want. You want people that want to engage and want you to feel that actually what you're saying is important and they want to know a little bit about you.
Yeah, and there's a lot that's said by people that go on tour with the Lions, that the bonds that are made and the sort of conversations you're talking about there, Rory, last a lifetime. Do you still have relationships, people that pop up on WhatsApp, people you go and see, that you relationships you built on those Lions tours?
Absolutely. I think you tend to, it's actually great on those tours because modern rugby now, you know, you're very much, if we play against guys when we were in the Pro 14, you know, you're getting on a flight straight away to go home. Sometimes in internationals is a bit like that. If you have an international next week, you quickly get through the dinner and then it's back to the team hotel to recover. So you don't get, certainly at the start of my career, there was a lot more time for having those bonds and chatting to people post the matches. And that's what I found with the Lions tour. You get that and those bonds stay because you're thrust in a high pressurized environment where you have to break down barriers. And then at the end of the tour, you kind of, there's a sense of achievement, whether it's a series victory or a drawn series or whether there was just moments in it that even if the series is lost, that you feel like you came through together. And those are the bits. Like I was on a call actually last night with Joe Marler and Dan Cole and James Haskell and guys that maybe Coley a bit more from being on tour with them in 13, but these are guys that I didn't really know, haven't played, especially with James, who played against him many times. But you know, once you meet them on tour, you really stay in touch. And there are a lot of great guys on the two tours that I've been on. And you can see this list that came out whenever it came out a number of months ago, just when, you know, there are some real characters in there and they're going to have a lot of fun.
One thing that is missing, Rory, which you've already touched on, is the crowd. That's going to be strange. It's going to be a very different type of tour. So, but I've got to ask you your memories of that sea of red that just follow the Lions across the world.
It's incredible and it's really hard to put into words. And I think probably of all the tours that you see it most for whatever reason seems to be South Africa, whether it's because you kick off a little bit earlier in the day, you know, and the red and the green usually in sunlight really contrast each other. But those are the tours I remember watching where you went, the South Africa ones are the ones that it really feels like a big crowd. The South Africans, they bring great atmosphere as spectators as well. And whenever you're playing and you run out and you hear that, you're away from home, you know, you're thousands of miles away from home. And you get a real sense of how special it is for people that have saved for years to be there. It's their once in a lifetime trip for many people. And, you know, that the feeling of, you know, there's plenty of people at home watching and cheering you on, but the sea of red really gives you that sort of sense of almost being at home, like a home away from home. And it's going to be sorely missed. And not just in the games, it'll be sorely missed when you're about. There's nothing better than, you know, the day or two before a big international, you know, you're having to rest, you're spending more time resting than you are doing anything else. And, you know, they can be long 24-hour periods, but when you get out and you get the sense of the atmosphere around the place, it really gives you that nervous excitement that everyone ultimately plays rugby for, because that's what it's about. You know, it's not about running lengths and lengths of the pitch in pre-season and having to get up and do more weights and more everything else. It's about those big build-ups to the enormous games where there's crowds everywhere. And it's a real pity that they're not going to be present. But you already see that through social media and everything, that the fans will be able to interact with the players a little bit, and that'll give the players the sense of the magnitude of what they've accomplished or what they're about to accomplish, and that's really important.
Yeah, absolutely, Rory. You touched on as well the fanaticism in South Africa, a really unique challenge, which I've got to pick your brains on. You've got partisan fans, you've got games at altitude, and some enormous human beings. How tough a place is South Africa to go and win?
It's incredibly tough because they really have a deep sense that they are going to win, no matter how the national team, albeit the last time they played was in the World Cup final, so they're in a pretty good place. But no matter what way you turn, you find their national team, they always feel that they can win, and they're always assured they're going to win. And that's a challenge in itself, because confidence sometimes is very hard. It's a hard thing to get. But when you have it, it makes a team incredibly difficult to beat. And I think South Africa just, they've hit a real point. You know, if you look back at the South African team a couple of years ago, you're almost looking at the Lions tour going, well, that'll be a bit of a walk in the park. And it just shows you in sport and rugby that a lot can happen in a short period of time. And all of a sudden, the South African team really looks like a team that they can play many ways, but ultimately they have a lot of big men that are going to try to run over you. It's the way South Africa traditionally play. It's the way they're comfortable playing, and it'll definitely suit them, given the potential that, you know, there's not a massive build-up for both teams into it, and there is a potential to be a little bit rusty, and South Africa will just go to what they know best, what's ingrained in them from a very young age.
Now, I've got to ask you, what Warren Gatland has picked his first 23-man squad for this weekend. What are your memories, Rory, of the first time you got handed your jersey, the first time you pulled it on and ran out in the red of the British and Irish Lions?
I think it really feels like that sense of achievement. I remember being, and like, I would be someone that would be reasonably nervous before games, and I played in what I thought was a lot of big games, and I played my first game for the Lions in Perth against the Western Force, and I felt I didn't sleep the night before, and the day of the game felt like the longest day in my life, because all I wanted to do was pull that red jersey on and run out and experience what it's like to play in that shirt. And you walk into the changing room, and once you get picked to start for the first time, you get your Lions number, and that's sitting above your little locker with the jersey hanging below it. And it is just it's an incredible experience. It is a nerve-wracking experience, because ultimately, for a lot of these players, they'll have grown up watching their club, watching their country, but ultimately every 4 years, watching the British and Irish Lions, and they'll have seen some iconic players pulling on that red jersey, and it's what you would have done. Certainly every 4 years, you would have watched the game and went out in the garden as a kid and kicked the ball around, and all of a sudden, you're that player pulling on that jersey. It is an incredible honour.
I've got goosebumps on my arms hearing you talk about it, Rory. I cannot wait for the tour, and I cannot thank you enough for your time as well this evening. Cheers, Rory.
No problem. Cheers.
Wow. It's Lions Daily on TalkSport 2. Remember, the TalkSport network has commentary of every match of this summer's tour to South Africa, including all three test matches against the world champions.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.